Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we're carrying on our little series that we started last week, and we are going through Epcot's attractions and deciding which ones we wouldn't wait for if the queues were ridiculously long. So, yeah, we're going to go through each attraction, both in Future World and World Showcase, and go through which ones we wouldn't bother waiting for. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Dan? How are you?
My God. You haven't asked that in ages.
I know. It's a little throwback. I care.
He cares. Oh, my God. I'm all right.
Am I all right? Well, we just finished recording our other podcast.
Yep.
Customer is always weird.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it.
It's about, it's not family friendly, so don't listen to it in front of your kids. Well, yeah. Unless you've got headphones on.
Yeah.
I mean, in which case you're probably neglecting your children. They could be asleep.
Yeah, they could be asleep.
Don't play it through your Alexa, though.
We're unconscious.
Jeez. before we go into Epcot, I just wanted to touch on a bit a rumour that I'd heard this week, because I don't really... We don't really like reporting on rumours on the website, unless we know that they're very likely to be true.
Yeah, essentially not a rumour.
But the rumour was that Terminator 2 3D at Universal Studios is going to be replaced by ABBA. I mean, even saying it just sounds mental, doesn't it?
It's ridiculous, doesn't it?
Do you think that's going to happen?
No.
No, I don't.
No.
If it does, it's not going to get any people going to see it.
Do Universal make those films?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. You would assume that would be the case, because otherwise, why would they have it there? But no. Just no.
Unless they get old, obviously ABBA, to actually set up permanent residence there, because they're not doing anything else.
No. I've got anything better to do.
A goody goody goo. A goody dancing queen.
There's not a Sweden in Epcot, is there?
No.
That could be a thing. I can't see that. Are they bringing ABBA back?
Yeah, they've kind of reformed, haven't they, last album before they all pop it.
Oh, they're after a bit more cash, are they?
Yeah. Goody shoo.
Typical Swedish name, IKEA.
A bajug.
Ow.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. If it happens, I'm going to say it right now, I'm probably never going to go on it.
No. You say on it, it's not really going to be a
3D ABBA ride.
It's just a roller coaster. The ABBA roller coaster.
Oh, God. It's like Rock and Roller Coaster with ABBA.
Maybe that could be it. Maybe they're going to reskin Rock and Roller Coaster as ABBA. That could be the build up, you see, as you're sitting waiting for the ride to start.
You're so hot, teasing me.
I'm concerned that you know a lot of these words.
It's in Johnny English, that song.
Very true. Actually.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know it. That would be amazing, though. I would go on it if that song was in it. Oh dear.
That'd be a funny thing. A 3D show would be awful.
Yeah.
ABBA roller coaster would just be funny.
Because the 3D show would blatantly be the movie cast rather than ABBA themselves.
I guess, yeah.
And the only thing I want to see Pierce Brosnan in is a James Bond show.
Or Doubtfire.
That would be good. You can't do Doubtfire without Robin Williams, though.
Very true.
Robin.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No. Have you seen any of the films?
No,
I haven't either.
No. We're talking ABBA, not James Bond, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, I've seen every James Bond film.
Yeah.
I'd like to see James Bond go there or Star Trek, but those are both rumoured at the moment.
Okay. I mean, obviously, both of them are more popular because they all kind of went through a lull.
Yeah.
And now they're more popular, aren't they?
Because yeah.
They have remakes made. Well, not remakes, but I don't think any of them are remakes, are they? Obviously, the Bond films aren't remakes.
Star Trek was kind of like a remake spin-off kind of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I suppose Casino Royale was kind of a remake.
It was kind of a reboot, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was kind of because they had a Casino Royale film originally. Yeah. But it wasn't an official Bond film.
And it's kind of reintroduced M, didn't it?
Yeah.
And Moneypenny.
And Q.
Wish Moneypenny. Junior. Yeah, so I would like to see a Bond show or Star Trek, but I wouldn't want
they
to see
have Albert. A Bond stunt show.
That'd be great, wouldn't
That'd
it?
That'd be cool. Yeah. I mean, is that a Universal thing? Bond?
It's Sony, I believe.
Yeah? Okay.
No, it used to be MGM.
It used to be MGM. They still make them,
I think
they
still do, actually.
They're still
yeah.
involved, but I don't think they... I don't think they distribute them.
No, I think Sony may distribute them.
Okay.
I might be wrong. But yeah, I don't think ABBA's happening. It's not got
I
a big enough
not,
audience.
I hope
I
it's
think.
Not happening.
I don't think it's got a big enough
it
audience.
It doesn't really appeal to the target audience of Universal, I'd say.
No, I can't think of anyone that would go, oh yeah. I mean, you might get some old grannies wanting to go to Universal to just go on that, but
yeah.
they're probably going to see...
Sound like they're going to spend the rest of the day going on Rip Ride Rocket.
They're going to see more deaths at the park. Do you have heart conditions? No. Oh no, heart attack!
Stroke! Major stroke!
Man, you're handsome! That was The Simpsons, by the way.
Yeah.
I haven't been on it. So should we get into Epcot? I just wanted to touch on that because, as I said, I don't write blog content if the rumour I think is just ridiculous or it's not been confirmed mostly. So what we're going to do, if you didn't listen to last week's show, how could you go back? But we're pretending, for argument's sake, that all of the attractions at Epcot, no matter how big or small they are 60 minutes plus wait. So every single attraction is a 60-minute wait or more. And then what we're going to do is go through each of the attractions and decide whether we think it would be worth waiting for it or not. And that's it. That's what we do. Simple. And we talk about if there's any reasons why we wouldn't. Well, obviously, we talk about them. So should we start in Future World?
Okay.
And bearing in mind, Epcot, let's just put it out there for those of you that don't know, most of you probably will, Epcot is my favourite theme park on the planet. So I may be slightly more biased in this episode than I was the last.
Ryan's literally waiting for every single ride.
Yeah, wait for that. Wait for that.
5 hours, I'd wait for that.
Talk for Crush? Yeah, 10 hours, no problem. So should we start off with Spaceship Earth?
Yeah.
Are you waiting an hour plus for that?
That is a tough one.
I think it's a difficult one, because it's a long ride.
Yeah.
And
so you get your money's worth. It's a good ride. It's
yeah.
a classic ride. I probably would. Just about. If it was much 15 more.
15-minute ride.
15-minute ride, wow. Yeah, I probably would just about. I'm sure I probably have maybe waited an hour for it before.
Yeah.
Like, unwittingly. Because, like, you know, the ride times aren't always 100% accurate, are they? But, so yeah, I probably would wait an hour.
I think I'd be annoyed if it was an hour.
I would be annoyed because it's not normally an hour.
Yeah.
But I mean, it can get up to 30, 40 minutes sometimes.
I've seen it, yeah, I've definitely seen it 45
yeah.
minutes plus
yeah.
before. But... I can't see a day at Epcot without Spaceship Earth for me. Like, I've
no.
been riding it since I was a kid. It is Epcot.
Yeah, oh, completely.
It's one of the only
good
attractions.
Old Judy.
Yeah, and Jeremy Irons as well before that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I don't really remember it with
Be
Jeremy
prepared.
I don't really remember it with him though. But
I have very distant memories. Mm. But yeah, it's all about Dame Judy now.
Yeah. I like the idea of the people I saw on Twitter saying that they listen to it in different languages.
Yeah, I like
I've
that
I've never
idea.
Done that. I think
no,
I should.
I'm going to try that next time,
yeah.
I think.
October.
Yeah. Prefer you can see moody, moody, moody. That was a mix between Swedish, Italian and Spanish, I think.
Yeah, sounded a little bit Mexican in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, new languages, see? We are in Epcot.
Yeah.
yeah, for me, I would definitely wait now, just because... I can't do it. I can't not
you
go
can't
on it.
Not go to it.
I can't not do it. It's one of the rides at Epcot that I just couldn't do without.
Yeah.
So, Project Tomorrow, which is the side attraction.
Is it an
spaceship.
Attraction, Ryan?
Well, it's got several attractions in one.
Yeah. Is it?
Project Tomorrow, or as I like to call it, Project Yesterday. you know, let's say there's a queue for an hour to get into there. Are you waiting for that?
No.
No.
Although it would be a bit weird.
Someone just wolf whistled outside.
It'd be a bit weird if there was a hour queue to get out of the ride.
Well, you can get in.
Does anyone do that?
No, but let's assume they are.
What, it's so busy in there,
yeah,
that they're having to queue like 1 minute, one in, one out.
Yeah.
Wow, they've hit capacity in Interventions.
No, Project Tomorrow. Interventions is next.
Yeah, sorry, I read Interventions and yeah, skipped ahead.
So you're not waiting an hour to play that really cool spy car game?
No.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like when did that was probably, what, 10 years ago?
Maybe. What they introduced that, yeah, bit. Right.
And you think 10 years ago, you're talking Halo Reach in terms of video games, mm-hmm, that kind of
capability, yeah.
The graphics were better than they are. They look in that game.
Yeah.
They could have put some budget into that, and they didn't.
I mean, it kind of goes with all the stuff, doesn't it? It's like a lot of the tomorrow stuff is really out of date these days, isn't it? And I just don't understand the space. I've never, even when I was younger, I'd never thought this is a. I'd rather go on another ride.
Yeah.
And go round the park than spend your time.
I think it kind of relates into Interventions, really, but like Project Tomorrow, I would much rather see get rid of everything that's there right now and just do like just technology, like what's out at the moment. So like Vive and VR, you know, all those kind of stuff. It doesn't take much to set a few of those up.
No.
And within $2,000-$3,000 to do that. To set up several of them.
You'd think they'd be able to get sponsorships, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, these companies, you'd think that they would want to come in and show off their technology in a controlled space, essentially.
Yeah.
And you've got a huge audience. I mean, what, Epcot is like the second busiest... Is it the second busiest park in the world?
I think it is, yeah.
It's got like... Is it like 18 million visitors a year or something like that? So you think that's a huge footfall that these companies would get.
Yeah.
You'd think the likes of Microsoft, Samsung, all these sorts that make the AR and VR and whatever.
Yeah, they'd want to have that stuff off. In there, yeah. But yeah, we're not waiting to put 60 minutes to do the 3D body part game and the mind test. Yeah. I'll do that on my phone.
Yeah.
Interventions?
No.
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 Not in a million years.
What is in there these days? There's the piggy bank game.
Yeah, that's still there, isn't it? That's good. They've still got that storm thing.
Storm thing?
The storm... You like pretend that you're in a storm or something?
Oh, I don't know.
They've got the Design Your Own Roller Coaster. That's all right.
Okay, those are two that I haven't found. They got like the fire brigade thing, haven't they? Something to do with
that's
fire,
right. Yeah. Like... they've got so at the moment they've got Colourtopia, Taken the News Break, and Spectaculab. Okay. I mean, it goes to show how often I go in there because I don't know any of these things.
And then they had a lot of former stuff, didn't they?
Mm. Yeah. I remember the greatest thing about Interventions, they had a Disney game in there.
Right.
Where you'd be in Toontown and you'd get to choose between, I think it was Mickey, Donald, Goofy, and maybe Daisy.
Right.
And it was basically a game of tag across Toontown. And one person would be it, and they'd have to chase down the other people and tag them, and then you get the most points for, I think, tagging people and also avoiding people, I think. That's how it worked. But as a kid, that was incredible. And as a gamer kid, I'd always just absolutely smash everybody else, like, no problem. And it was really fun, and I don't think they ever released it as an actual game.
Oh, okay.
Because I would, like, on online, like,
on
the website or something, I would have played that. It was really fun. That's my fondest memory of Interventions, but no, I'm not waiting 60 minutes to walk inside there.
No.
Even with the plus of the amazing aircon.
You'd rather just stand outside in the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you reckon that's going to go soon?
Well, Interventions West already went.
Yeah. It's a character spot.
Yeah. I think it will. I'd be surprised. Unless they update it with stuff that's actually modern.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you can see it being difficult because either they've got to put the bill for keeping it up to date, which is going to be expensive-ish to constantly keep it up to date, or they've got to constantly deal in sponsorship deals to get these companies in. And it is a lot of work compared to having a ride or something there.
Yeah.
Where, yes, you have maintenance, but it's not like you've got to constantly keep it up to date, keep the technology up to date and keep watching for what's going on.
Although a ride will cost millions.
Yes, but it will keep going for a very long time, won't it?
Yeah, but
I think a ride would... Obviously, a ride will bring in more people anyway as well than saying...
The problem is, if you bring in like the latest technology, like let's say you have 10 Xbox One Xs, 10 PS4 Pros, 10 Switches. Disney do this really annoying thing where they force the people to just play Disney games.
Right, okay.
I can't think of the last decent Disney game came out for any of those consoles.
No.
Maybe Disney Infinity, but that's, what, 3 years ago? 2 years
and
ago?
And they don't make that anymore.
They don't make it anymore.
So
at the time, it would have been a great place to show off Disney Infinity and sell the products as well. But now, I don't know what they would be. Yeah, it's annoying because they do kind of force that. If there is a, like, whenever I've seen games consoles in that area, they've always been playing, like, a really crap Disney game. Like,
yes,
the Wally game, which is awful, or Toy Story, which is okay, actually, but...
Yeah, because I've seen some games like that. Yeah, because they had like the Midway Mania one on the Kinect, didn't they?
Yeah,
that was good fun.
Yeah,
but nobody uses Kinect anymore.
No, it doesn't really exist, does it? So interventions we're not waiting for. What about Mission Space? Gary Sinise.
I wouldn't wait for this one.
Oh, Gary, why did you have to leave?
You still haven't made that album yet.
Let's write another song.
Gary. Do a collab with ABBA.
Yeah. Dancing Gary. He's the one.
They don't write themselves.
No, they don't. You have to really think about it to get them to work.
Mission Space. I wouldn't wait an hour for that.
I would, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not a massive fan of it.
Do you go on green or orange?
Which is the less intense?
Green.
Yeah, I've only been on green.
Oh, excuse me. You've never been on orange?
No.
Why?
It's the, I think, the motion sickness thing that I
you get motion sick, do you?
A bit. So, I don't know. I don't think I'd like it.
Oh, I'll have to single ride it then.
Potentially. That sounded a bit weird.
Potentially.
Potentially.
I'm going to ask them to have a pod to myself.
Although you wanted to do the green one anyway for...
Yeah, but I will be doing orange as well.
Yeah. I don't mind doing the green one for the new one.
I've seen the new one already.
Have you been on it?
Yeah, I was in October, wasn't I?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. I can understand that, but based on that, I can understand why you wouldn't queue... I wouldn't queue 60 minutes for green team.
No.
Orange team is, as they say, more intense. Do you want more intense or less intense? And I'll just give them a little wink. More intense.
You don't even have to say, you just give them a wink.
Yeah, you know what. You know what I'm after. This way, sir.
And then he gets...
escorted off.
Yeah, escorted away for some sort of harassment.
Yeah. He's winking at me. No, I'm waiting 60 minutes for Orange Team, 100%, but I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for Green Team.
Right, okay. You like the intensity.
I think you should take a risk. And if, you know, we'll they've got sick bags on the ride.
That's what's concerning.
It's not as bad as people say. It's not as bad as people say. And yeah, worst case scenario, there's sick bags there.
It's not a good thing, man.
I would love that. I would be... You would just like... I'd
Ryan's just like, yeah! And I'm just like hurling into a bag.
It'd be amazing.
Think of the ride photos.
Do you get on well with like Star Tours and stuff?
Hit and miss.
Yeah, don't do Orange Team.
Sometimes it can turn my stomach.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So it kind of depends.
Yeah, don't do Orange Team then. Because if that turns your stomach, Orange Team's definitely going to...
It's kind of the whole, like... motion... what's it called?
Simulator?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, is he all right? Is he all right? He just misses Gary Sinise. I'm waiting 60 minutes for Orange Team. Test Track.
I would wait 60 minutes for that.
60 minutes is a good amount of time to wait for that.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw it was 60 minutes, then you'd be like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's like, no question, I'm queuing for that.
Yeah.
What's the maximum limit you would wait for Test Track?
Maybe an hour and a half.
Mine'd probably be about 2.
Yeah? Okay.
On a really busy day, you're screwed either way, aren't you?
Yeah.
Also, I should have said, there's no fast passes available
for
anything, which is why this is like a make-believe scenario.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fast passes. The fast pass system's down. Disney don't know what to do. Everyone's having to queue. It's like the stuff out of Nightmares. God, can you imagine
They're going to make a horror film about it later.
Yeah. Can you imagine the days without fast... Can you remember the days without fast pass? They were the good times, weren't they?
I can't remember the days without Fastpass.
They were much better.
I remember the days with the ticket the paper ticket Fastpass.
Yeah, you'd have to queue just to get the Fastpass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit
And everyone kind of like, you had to go to the ride.
Yeah, that was so stupid.
Everyone sort of rushes there.
Yeah, it's so stupid. And then you get the cast member on the ticket machines taking your tickets and just doing it faster for you. Especially on the soaring ones.
Oh, yeah,
they would be taking your ticket and then putting it through and giving it back to you.
Yeah, because people are mentally unstable, unable to just put it in the hole.
Not your credit card, sir. Not your credit card.
Not your driving license.
It's your ticket, for God's sake. But you'd have staff members literally paid just to take people's tickets and put them in the machine.
Which is ridiculous.
Insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah, I'm queuing 60 minutes for Test Track any day of the
week. Easily.
It's a great ride.
Yeah. Do you think it's better or worse than it used to be?
I mean, it's the same ride, isn't it?
Oh, it's the same ride. I preferred the test dummy approach.
I think the test dummy approach worked better if you took the ride out of Epcot. I think in Future World,
fits the Chrysler better. Thing, right? Yeah, that makes sense.
It fits better. Chrysler, Chevrolet.
Did it used to be Chrysler?
It used to be General Motors.
Is that the same thing?
Don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a car man.
Okay.
I love the kind of Tron element of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think probably I did prefer the crash test dummy.
Yeah, I would say that.
It fitted really well.
Yeah.
I like the fact you design your own car and stuff now. I think that's a cool element to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like not having to watch the pre-show video. I prefer doing something than having to sit and watch the pre-show.
I can't remember the pre-show.
They were just like taking you through the test that you were going to go through.
Right, okay.
And it was a bit... Yeah, it was great the first time. It was quite cool, but then afterwards...
It's kind of like with all the pre-shows, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I like being able to design my own car. I think in Epcot it works better, but I like the old theme tune as well.
Yeah. Was it sponsored by anyone before?
General Motors.
Oh, what, even when it was the test track dummy?
Yeah, it was General Motors before, now it's Chevrolet.
Right, oh, okay.
Yeah. I still think it's one of the best rides, probably, in Walt Disney World, to be honest.
It is, yeah, it's up there.
I think we're in agreement there. We're definitely waiting an hour for that. Imagination, well, sorry, it's a pavilion, but Journey into Imagination with Figment?
I've been waiting an hour for that.
I mean, there's no way on earth that this ride would ever be an hour.
No.
But would I wait an hour for it? No. I like it. I like Figment, though.
It's really out there.
Mm.
Really out
It's not
there.
As good as it used to be.
No. What with the Dreamcatcher?
Dreamfinder. Let that one slide.
Yeah. But I think... Yeah, I wouldn't wait an hour for that. How long would you wait for it?
30 minutes?
Yeah.
I think so. The building inside's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You get to see the prop from Flubber.
Yeah, that's Weebo. Good. Yeah.
That's about it. I think I've waited about 20 minutes for it before.
Yeah, I think I would probably wait. That was probably the maximum I would wait
what,
for.
What, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
I can see why. It needs work. I hope they don't get rid of it. I hope they just replace it with and bring back the Dreamfinder.
I can't see them... taking it out.
He sells so much merchandise in Epcot.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's like with the 35th anniversary.
Mm.
There's so much Figment merchandise, wasn't there? And they obviously know that it sells. People like Figment. So you think, how can they have such an awful ride on him?
Well, this is it. They just need to replace the ride at the end of the day.
I can't see them getting rid of Figment. I could. So I think they'll probably introduce another Figment ride.
I hope so. ImageWorks... No, I'm not waiting an hour for that.
I don't know what that is.
That's where all the... You go in and you conduct the orchestras and you do all those things with buttons and stuff after you... Literally just after you get off Figment.
Okay. There's
that room full of stuff.
Right.
I'm not waiting for that.
No.
Disney and Pixar Short Film Festival. You waiting an hour for that?
No.
That, for me, was one of the biggest kick-in-the-balls things that Disney had done in recent years.
Because did they take out...
Captain EO.
That's the one. Yeah.
I'd rather them... You know, I liked Captain EO. It was dated.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I would rather them put Honey, I Shrunk the Audience back in.
Yeah.
If they were taking... If they had to take Captain EO out for some reason, they put that back in rather than show us something that we can watch on DVD.
Yeah, I've got them on my shelf at home.
So what's the point?
The only difference is they're not in 3D.
Yeah.
And you think, well,
Who cares?
They weren't made for 3D, really, were they? So
no. I mean, other than the Mickey Mouse short.
Right.
That was just before Frozen.
Okay.
That one is brilliant.
I can't remember that one.
It's the black and white Mickey Mouse one that's in 3D, and then it comes out into colour. They bust out the screen.
Okay.
Really good.
Right.
Really good. So for me, like, it's worth going on if it's like a 10-minute wait just to see that. But I would rather than close it and put in a unique attraction. There's no reason why they shouldn't.
Yeah, it seems strange, doesn't it? It was a very strange move to do that, because you kind of think it just sounds like a temporary thing, doesn't it?
But it's been there for ages.
Yeah, it's been there for a long time. A good few years now.
Yeah, like maybe 3 or 4 years. Yeah. I've never got it. It's not difficult. Yes, it's a little bit expensive, but it's not difficult to create a 3D show and put it in that theatre.
No. You wouldn't think it would be. It's obviously not going to be the same sort of cost as like a
all the seats brand new
ride and everything. Exactly.
The seats are moving and stuff.
All they've got to do is make the film and program the seats, isn't it, essentially? Yeah.
Which they do every single week at like the 4D cinemas that exist in the UK now.
How do you mean?
They program all of the seats, don't they?
To match the film.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
It's not difficult. It's not even difficult technically anymore.
Yeah.
So there's no, for me, there's no excuse for why that attraction exists. I don't think it's very good. I would wait 10, 15 minutes. I wouldn't wait any longer than that.
It's kind of a thing that you could have to just go in, have a cool down.
Exactly. So. In the afternoon, if it's boiling, you go in there and just sit down for 10 minutes.
And see some, I mean, they're great shorts.
Yeah, we're not saying that they're terrible shorts. They're all fantastic, but they're not. I just don't get, you know, I go to a theme park to see stuff that I can't see elsewhere.
Yeah, they don't have a place in the park, really.
No, absolutely not. Next one, Living with the Land.
Great ride.
Love Living with the Land. Would I wait an hour? Yeah, I think I would.
I probably would as well. I think it was only the last time that I'd actually been in it for a very long time.
I go on about it quite a lot.
I know you. And we went on it because, like, it may have been because you've said that you love it.
So I do
like,
love it.
So we went on it, and it was really, really good because we hadn't been on it for yonks, basically.
Yeah.
And it was probably partly a case of, well, when we were younger, it was just, like, boring.
Mm.
But
I think you're right.
You appreciate it a lot more when you're older.
You do, and I think it's really interesting. I love it. You're going to see it in a whole new light, actually, this year.
Absolutely.
Because around the Food and Wine Festival,
right,
they highlight the ingredients that go into the dishes.
Oh, okay.
Which is really cool. We sound proper nerdy and dull, but...
It's interesting because they make food and... What's the proper word? They
harvest it.
Well, they harvest I was thinking of the fish, don't they? They grow and harvest the fish, whatever the proper word for that would be. And for use in the restaurants in Disney.
Yeah.
So you think that's quite a nice touch.
And turn it into a ride as well. Yeah. It's got some cool little scenes like the animatronics and the little rainforest. Loads of hidden Mickeys. So you've never been there at Halloween time, and you've never been there during the Food and Wine season.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, because Living with the Land has signs for... so it's got, like, I don't know, peppers, and it will say, featured in this dish in Hawaii, or whatever.
That's cool.
In the Food and Wine Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then Halloween, they also have the big pumpkins that are shaped like Mickey Mouse and stuff like that. So it's, like, really... It's a really good time of year to go on Living with the Land.
Yeah.
I would wait 60 minutes for this. I'd probably wait up to 90, I would say.
Right.
Okay. I just love it. I think it's a great ride to sit down on,
mm-hmm,
and just sit back and enjoy living with the land.
Truly
living with the land. And you get that scene at the end with all the happy, like, coffee growers and stuff that hasn't changed in like 20 years. But I much prefer it now that it's not got a cast member at the front talking.
Oh, okay. I don't know if... Well, I may have been on it when...
You would have definitely done it.
But it would have been even a long, very, very long time ago.
I love sitting at the front of the boat. It's my favourite.
I think we were at the front as well.
It's the best seats.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can sit at the front. We love this. We should wear, like, Living with the Land t-shirts.
Yeah.
And we're like, come on, we're on the front.
It's just like, we're living with the land.
Yes. Oh my God. We need to get those made.
Yes.
We need to get those made. So yeah, we're definitely waiting for that. Soaring around the world?
Complete. Yeah, absolutely, no question.
I mean, it's very rare that it's under an hour. But
well, I think now that with the third concourse...
It's getting better, isn't it? Yeah.
It is better, yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously with the introduction of Frozen and eventually Guardians and Ratatouille...
Yeah.
I think it will level it out a bit more.
Yeah.
Even more so, won't it?
Yeah.
Not that it will take away from Soarin'. Soarin' is still a fantastic ride, but it will level the crowds out.
Yeah, I'm definitely waiting an hour for that. There's no question about it. It's a fantastic ride.
Yeah.
You've got Flight Passage now, which kind of blows it out of the water a bit, but
yeah, I think Flight of Passage on another level.
Yeah, it's kind of the natural evolution of that, isn't it?
Yeah, but Soarin is, I don't know, Soarin is still, it's got still unique, isn't it? Because it's more kind of like, well, it's based on the real world, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's kind of more visual than storytelling.
Yeah, and I also love the fact that it now finishes in Epcot. So, as a huge Epcot fanboy, I'm just like,
with the Illuminations fireworks going on.
Yeah, and I fly over Spaceship Earth. I'm just like, yes, yes.
See, because I know you don't really appreciate the CGI animals, do you?
No, I didn't think they were completely unnecessary.
I don't know. I think it makes it a nice touch. They didn't look. I didn't think they looked too bad. I know you said they did.
But yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I quite like them.
Each to their own, But we're both waiting for it, I see.
Oh, completely, yeah.
The scenes with Nemo and friends, were we waiting for that?
I wouldn't wait an hour for it.
No, no chance.
I didn't mind it. I know the story is pretty dodgy, isn't it?
It's really bad. He's like running away on purpose.
Yeah.
It's like, you're such a douchebag, Nemo.
after everything you put your father through. But
he's like laughing about it the whole time, and his father was traumatized throughout the whole ride.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with the story for that attraction, got it so wrong.
Yeah, I think they could do so much better with the story, because I think the effect of having it kind of like project—it's not projected in front of the glass, is it?
It's clever.
It's a very clever effect, which is quite kind of what I appreciate about it.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't wait an hour for it.
No, I mean it's usually like 5 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean it's a constantly moving ride. Isn't
yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, you're in the clamshells.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah.
I don't mind it. I've been stuck on it a couple of times, which has increased my dislike for it. Because they only have like I think 3 lines per scene.
Yeah, because it just loops, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Games. I love games.
Ryan's going slowly. Actually, not slowly. Quickly mad.
It wasn't. It felt like 30 minutes. It was about 10 minutes of legit games. I love games. just turn the sound off. Why are you turning sound off?
I think you think it would kind of be, it could almost be triggered by the cars, couldn't you? Like as the car goes past, it triggers the sound, and so if it stops, it just stops the sound, and it just stops the movie, you know, sort of thing. But
no,
yeah.
So no, we're not waiting 60 minutes for that. Turtle Talk with Crush.
No,
I'm not waiting. 60 minutes
I don't know if I've ever done that.
I have. It's clever. Not my thing. It's obviously mainly for kids.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it uses the same technology that's used in...
is it Monsters, Inc. Laugh-Or?
Monsters, Inc. Laugh-Or.
Yeah.
He does pick on people as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's better than Monsters, Inc. Laugh-Or, personally. He doesn't really pick on adults too much.
Right, okay.
But it's not something that I would go on ever again without kids.
Yeah.
Because we went, like, family of 4, maybe. Okay. Or maybe Donald was there as well, I can't remember. And we were at the back because all the kids sit at the front.
Yeah,
we're at the back, sure. And we're like, "Oh, this is pretty." Like, it was the first time we'd seen that technology because it was before Monsters Inc.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
I think
right.
And I was like, "Oh, this is really cool. Like the way that they're doing that is really cool."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 2004. So I'm sure it was definitely before.
It's been around a long time. Monsters Inc. 14 years.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it. No, no way.
No.
So that's it for Future World. Seems like it's. There should be more.
Yeah, it's quite a big area, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, you've got Guardians on the way.
Yep. That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be a 60-minute wait, no matter what.
Well, it's 3 to 4 hours to begin with, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so.
If not more.
Although, James Gunn won't be featuring.
No. No, maybe everyone will be boycotting it by then, and then we'll have a really quiet queue.
5-minute queue, yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Love it.
If everyone could boycott it, that'd be great.
Yeah, please do.
For absolutely no reason. It's ridiculous.
Some of his tweets were bad.
Yeah.
But he's grown up a lot since then.
Yeah.
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah.
Based on what everyone said about him in recent times. And he apologised even before he joined Disney.
Right.
So they knew exactly what he tweeted beforehand.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
people were like, why didn't he just delete them? And you think, well, surely... I was thinking that, surely, why would you remember?
Yeah, you know, but, I mean, I tweet stuff back in, like, 2009. I've no idea what I tweeted.
Exactly. So you think, well, why would you... necessarily think you'd said anything offensive, but I don't know.
Moving on to World Showcase, Illuminations, Reflection of Earth. We're waiting an hour for that?
How do you mean? What's... I mean, generally, you have to get
You wait an hour anyway, don't you?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, we were quite lucky when we went there in last year, because we managed to get Fastpass for it just before it started. So we got into the Fastpass area, rather than having to go around and, you know, find anywhere else. So that kind of worked out quite well. But generally, because I think we got there quite... I think we went there specifically to watch the show or something, and we were quite late with it.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out well. But yeah, generally, you get there quite early.
You usually wait up to an hour, don't you? So I think I probably... You know, I do frequently wait an hour to get a good spot, so I think that's not going to change. Moving to Mexico, the Grand Fiesta Tour, starring the three caballeros. Are we paying an hour for that? I don't think I would.
No, it's a tough one, isn't it? It's a good ride.
Yeah, it's a fun ride.
I think maybe I would wait 30 minutes for it.
I think if the queue is an hour, they'd struggle, because I waited maybe up to 30 minutes for it.
Right.
And the queue is already outside the door, going backwards.
So they're not expecting much of a queue for it.
No. I think if they replace that attraction with something, I don't want to say decent, but more...
Yeah.
Let's say they put Coco in there.
Yeah.
I think they'd have to rework the queue.
Yeah. I think they should put Coco in there.
They absolutely should. Yeah. I do think that ride is still slightly stereotypical racist. Also, Donald Duck is kissing a Mexican woman. Like, what's that teaching our kids? He's meant to be Daisy.
That's very true. He's cheating.
He is. He's completely cheating. I disagree. It's but not
good.
Yeah, I don't think I'd wait 60 minutes. As you said, 30 minutes is probably about right for that. Yeah,
I mean, as you say, it's a nice ride, isn't
it? I'll do it every time I'm in Epcot, without a doubt.
Yeah,
just
because it never is 60 minutes.
No, exactly, it's usually about 10. Frozen Ever After, Norway, 60 minutes.
I think you'd have to wait at least 60 minutes.
I think if you don't have a fast pass, I think I would. I've never actually waited for it.
What, you've always had fast passes?
Always had fast passes.
Yeah, I think I've always had fast passes, because when I first went on it, it was not long after it opened, and so it was super busy, so you have to have a fast pass for it, really.
I wouldn't mind queuing for it, though, because the queue looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I absolutely wouldn't mind rope dropping it and going to queue for it.
I think I may have rope dropped it, actually, once. Yeah. Possibly.
I usually rope drop either Test Track or Soarin'.
Right, okay. I think Soarin', these days you can get away with it, I think.
Yeah, like in recent years, I usually rope drop Test Track.
Right, okay, well, you can get a fast pass for Soarin'.
If it's a nice day... Yeah. It won't always end up being nice. Mm-hmm. So it's better to rope your Test Track, ride it before it starts raining, because any drop of rain, that ride goes down. I think I'm waiting 60 minutes for Frozen.
Yeah, I mean, it is a good ride, isn't it?
The animatronics are great.
Yeah,
it's basically Maelstrom with a Frozen overlay.
Yeah.
But it's still good. Moving on to China, Reflections of China. 60 minutes for that? I'm not waiting 60 minutes for that.
No. I mean, you don't have to, because it's a... Well, I mean, technically, you could potentially wait 60 minutes for it, because there's such a big crowd that they couldn't all fit them in the auditorium at once. I've never seen it happen.
No, I've never seen it happen. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it, so I might
check it out again. I don't think I saw it last year. We always see the French one.
It's been a while since I've seen the French one, so maybe
I like the French one.
The Canadian one is usually the one I go and see.
Yeah, what was that?
Yes.
He
makes it really good.
Yeah.
I think maybe Reflections of China I saw maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Yeah. So I'd be up for seeing that again. I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it, though.
No.
Germany doesn't have any other than the model train display. I don't think we can really count that as an attraction. I don't think it's ever going to be, even in our fictional world, a 60-minute queue to look at some model trains.
No.
And if there is, we're not waiting for it.
Strange that they haven't got one in Germany. It's just a car alarm going off.
Oh, all right.
It's funny with car alarms, isn't it? No, the car alarm goes off, nobody actually cares these anymore.
No.
Like, somebody could be breaking into a car and nobody goes and looks.
No, they're like, oh, everyone's reaction is, for God's sake.
Yeah.
we're just going to carry on through.
Yeah.
So moving on to the American Adventure. Are you waiting 60 minutes for that?
I don't know this one.
It's the... Have you never seen it?
Oh, hang on. Oh, because I read Italy. And then...
So the American Adventure is in the American Pavilion.
Yeah. It's just strange, because this is Italy, but there's no information.
Italy's got nothing,
and then it goes on to the American Adventure.
Yeah.
So this is the one... Is this the one with the singing?
They've got the... I can't always forget what they're called. The a cappella group.
Yeah.
And then you go into the animatronic show.
Yeah, I would not wait. I don't know if I've ever done that, because I see the a cappella group, and I'm like, no.
We should do it. You should do it. But as I've said it before, it tells a very one-sided view of the United States of America's history.
Right, okay.
It's just wrong, basically, in so many different ways. I've studied American history obviously from a British perspective, not the obviously there's studies like things like the Boston Tea Party where Britain were involved, all that kind of thing, but it goes beyond that. And I studied American history right from the start to the end of the Second World War.
Right.
And it just isn't, it's just very like America. And it's just not, it's just like, I was sitting there like, is this what happened though? Because they kind of gloss over slavery quite a lot. But, you know, the show is okay. I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it, but if we get time this year, we should definitely.
Can we skip the a cappella group?
I don't know if you can. They're kind of, it is a bit awkward, that a cappella group, because they sing a song about fighting the British, and they make like a little joke about it, and then all the Americans are like, and me and John at the back like,
just putting on an American accent for a moment there.
Howdy. Where are you guys from? We're from Texas.
See, I think, it's just awkward for me.
It is an awkward show.
Yeah, I saw a tweet the other day, and there were like people sitting around, like adults sitting around watching this a cappella group, and I'm like, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, they're all like sitting in a little circle.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this song is from the Civil War, and we're going to sing Yankee Doodle. And it's just like,
and I'm just like, don't look at me.
Yeah, you kind of sitting there like,
yeah,
looking around like, please don't look at me, I don't care. The building itself is quite nice though.
Yeah.
And the inside is cool. So it's one of those shows you should go and see if you've not seen it.
And it's air-conditioned.
But I don't rate it very much.
No.
Where else have we got? So France, Impressions to France. You said you go and see it.
See, I do like it. I wouldn't wait an hour for it.
No, I'm not. To be honest, I don't think I'm waiting for any attraction in World Showcase for an hour, other than Frozen. Illuminations and Frozen.
Yeah. I think, the longest you probably wait, I mean, is it like a 15-minute show? The actual, if you click, is it an actual, I don't know if we got a time.
18
minutes, right, okay. So that's
you get bang for your buck.
Essentially, that's the longest you're going to wait for it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's never going to be more than that sort of 20-minute mark. So that's probably how long I'd wait, really, about 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah.
If it had just started, I would go in and wait for it, because otherwise you're just going to walk past and then you won't come back to it.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'd probably be about the same. And then finally, O Canada,
yeah, I mean, about the same. I wouldn't wait an hour for it.
No.
It's a really good show. I wouldn't wait an hour for it.
I'd wait an hour to get into the cellar.
I'm sure you often do.
Probably, even with a reservation, to be honest, which we have. And then finally, one actually we skipped from World Showcase is the character spot. You've got, I think, Mickey and Gang, plus you've also got, on one side, and the other side, you've got Joy. Sadness, and Baymax.
Oh, okay.
I'm not waiting 60
minutes. You said World Showcase, do you mean?
I mean Future World, sorry.
Yeah, that sort of confused me.
I'm not waiting 60 minutes to meet a character.
No, I personally wouldn't. I think, obviously, a lot of people will when they've got kids or they really love the character meets. As we've said before, we don't.
We're not big character meet people.
No, I mean, at least they're all kind of, they're all, what are they called? Costume characters, whatever the proper
name. Yeah, well, do they call them fur characters?
I think
Even though they're not all, I mean, Baymax doesn't have any fur. But
no, but I mean, at least they're all kind of, we'll call them fur characters.
Yeah.
I don't really like the skin characters.
Skin characters. I'm gonna take you to meet Alice in the UK now. I'm gonna see if she wants to come and skip with me around World Showcase. Go on a couple of rides with her.
Rides, Alice.
And on that note, that's Epcot.
Is that all of them?
That's all of them, yeah. That's everything.
Okay. Oh, obviously we've got the upcoming one, Ratatouille.
Guardians of the Galaxy, upcoming.
Ratatouille's a great ride.
It is a good ride. If you've not been on it, anyone that's not been to Disneyland Paris, it's great. Epcot's in for a real treat with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be in English, which is another bonus.
Very true, yeah.
And I'm sure Guardians is going to be fantastic as well.
Yeah, I can't see it not being fantastic. And I think it's nice that it's a track ride for coming to Epcot.
Yeah, and I think we'll see more attractions announced in the near future as well.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a new pavilion coming soon. It's been rumoured for years, but I think with the 50th anniversary coming up, even if it's not in time for the 50th anniversary, you've got the 40th anniversary of Epcot the year after.
Right, okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a year after. Yeah, 82, so...
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think something will open that year.
Yeah, obviously their prime focus is presumably going to be on Magic Kingdom for like
I think so.
For 2021.
Yeah.
And they've announced some stuff. They've obviously announced Guardians.
Guardians and Ratatouille will be open by
there's bound to be more to come. I mean, they've been talking about, I know you won't like it, but they've been talking about Illuminations replacement for years.
I just hope they don't. I hope they don't get rid of it before October.
Right. Okay. Well, this October.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do they when they introduce a new show, they don't like with Happily Ever After. They didn't. There wasn't a period where there was no show.
No.
They just
wasn't.
Ran from one to the other. So yeah. They should. Or are you saying you hope that they don't change it?
I hope they don't change it before October.
Okay.
I'd like to see it because I didn't see it last year.
Oh, did you not?
I'd like to see it one more time.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Surely you see it every year, right? Yeah. Surely every
year. If they announce it's closing and it's still on in October, then that's when I'll be every night.
What you want is do you want it to change while we're there?
That would be cool. That would be cool. Both. That would be cool.
if we have enough evening times, I don't know.
Well, we'd just sack off something else, wouldn't we?
Because we see the new show. Yeah. Because I think we were running short on evening times, weren't
we? We're quite busy the whole trip. Yeah. Because a lot of our restaurants are in Disney Springs at night. Yeah. So
and we've got kind of the...
Not so scary
and...
Halloween Horror Night.
Potentially Halloween Horror Night. We haven't booked our tickets yet.
We haven't booked it yet, no.
But there's still time.
There is still time. Or we could do, you know, we could always do Not So Scary twice.
Yeah. See, I've never done either of them, so either way, it's going to be new.
Yeah.
Just depends how much I want to defecate in my underwear.
This is the thing I'm worried about. So on that note, yeah, that's Epcot. We will continue to do this series. It seems that you guys enjoyed the Magic Kingdom one. I hope you do enjoy the Epcot one. We probably would wait 60... I think on the whole, we're waiting for Epcot attractions more than Magic Kingdom attractions, percentage-wise.
I think so. Probably.
But there's more...
But there's fewer attractions in Epcot than there are in Magic
Exactly,
Kingdom.
Exactly.
But so. The quality is...
Better, I would
higher,
say.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Magic Kingdom is more focused towards young children. More so than the other parks.
I didn't actually slap him.
No. Oh! It's a massive delayed reaction.
You should have just gone down. but yeah, no, I think you are right. So
I think, yeah.
So yeah, we're going to continue this series, whether it will be next week or at some point in the future.
We need to wait for Hollywood Studios, don't we? I mean, there's a bit more now that they've opened Toy Story, but only two more.
Stinky Dog.
So, yeah. We've still got, you know...
Star Wars and...
And Great Movie Ride Replacement, whatever that's called.
I think that's going to be coming next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
You'd hope so, considering they closed it... How long has it been closed?
Last year.
Yeah, because it wasn't open when I went there in June.
It wasn't open when I was there, no.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
I reckon it'd be next year for that.
It makes sense, considering it's just a...
They're going to try and draw people... No, it's not. It's a track-based ride.
They're fitting a track, are they?
They're keeping
the ride car, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I know it's a moving thing. Yeah. I didn't know if they were replacing the ride cars with, smaller...
Oh, they might be smaller, potentially. Yeah, maybe. They might be. But, yeah, that's it for this week's podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please do leave us a positive review on iTunes. You can find us on our website, themeparktrader.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Our username is always themeparktrader. I am on Twitter. My username is Rynox, RYANOGS. And Dan is also on Twitter.
Yep, Scrooby Online, SCROBY Online.
Thank you again for listening, and we will see you next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.